guys, it's Game Frontier Crew on
podcast numero dos. That's two in Spanish.
Number two of the dos.
Today we got Pax and Snoz.
No. I will say my name. Today, we got Pax and Snoz, Rosafull, and Brian.
That's awkward.
Who's scripted life?
But that kind of sounds gay, yeah. So
they want me to change it.
We'll leave it with Brian. it's Brian until we find a cool name for him.
That was the gayest fucking thing.
So, you know, last one was a bit short, so this one will be longer. Because
shorter.
No, it's like...
Last that long.
Okay, yeah, so we'll just, you know...
Talk.
What do you do, Ryan?
I make games and play Battlefield and make the website. And that's pretty much all my life consists of right now.
So, he plays ice hockey, and...
that's why I wasn't here last time.
He was here. He was going to be here last time, but he wasn't because...
But he had Dane Burmage.
And then... Yeah, that's kind of funny. And of course they tried to prank me into thinking that he was... Sick.
Yeah. He believed it.
On the way here, I texted him saying, "Oh yeah, I'm not coming. I dislocated my shoulder." And he's like, "Wait, what? Oh, get the other guy to come."
I had to go to surgery, which I might talk about. But basically, I gave Pete one job, and he's one job. Oh, sorry, I gave two jobs, but the second job I just didn't expect him to do because he's lazy. But I gave him one job to get Brian to my house because I was gonna be at school. And so I text him and he goes, I text him, "Oh, so you with Brian?" And I text Brian, like, "You with Pete?" You know, yeah. Like that. And then
is that no?
Pete goes, "No, I'm with Justin." Smiley face.
In his car.
And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I kind of like start piecing stuff together. I'm like, if you got a lift from Justin without Brian, I will rip your testicles off and feed them to the meta.
Which was then replied with hashtag YOLO.
So then I text Brian, and Brian's not responding, so I just imagine Brian sitting at school like,
"What the
Peter?
Fuck?
Peter?"
I understand. Like,
eventually, I get a text from Brian saying that he's at hospital and he's dislocated his shoulder. And because apparently
we were standing on the side of the road just shitting ourselves. And he said, "No, I actually bought it."
And then so I apparently some hilarious joke.
It was actually.
And so I exchanged a few messages and we met up with some other people, and then eventually Brian says, "Hurry up." And I'm like, "What?" So I text Peter, I'm like, "So you got any money?" And he goes, "No." It's like, so I'm thinking in my head, how are you going to buy chips? He has no money. And then I proceed to text Brian until the point where he says, "Dude, I'm kidding. I'm fine."
But by now I would have expected you to figure this out.
So apparently I think he's
still high on numbing drugs.
Oh yeah.
Hallucinogens.
Yeah, apparently me being gullible is just a hilarious joke to some people.
It still is.
You find out who your true friends are.
Yeah, not
you. Not you.
I
went to hospital to have some surgery on my...
Wig. Some surgery on his tooth.
I have to get basically an exposure done, which means that I have to get my gum cut open so her tooth can come out.
It was pretty much open heart surgery, like that. It was that kind of
it was legit.
It was like we're serious about this. It's like open heart surgery, but it's just some kid's tooth. You gotta get like all the equipment in, like
the
support.
Drip, and it's just like 30 seconds. Okay, we're doing one stitch and just leave.
I did knocked out for this, so I
punched him in the face. Doctor just comes up. Okay, we're putting you out. Dixon.
I got the whole, like, you get the liquid pumped into you, and
did you feel it going up your arm?
Yeah.
Because I hate it when that happens. I can't stop it.
I had a thing on the holidays where I had to go to hospital, and they put it in, you know, the inner elbow. And so I'm like, "Oh, I'm expecting that." So I'm putting my arm out, like,
and then she
grabs my hand and she flips it over, and then she like stabs me in the back of the hand.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
And so I literally just stared at her like, you crazy, crazy person.
Did they paint your hand with like brown stuff?
Yeah, they're just like Benny. I'm like,
what
no.
are you doing?
I'm like, no, why are you putting it on the back of my hand? It's supposed to go here. And my arm is upside down, so they're like holding up my arm and they're like dabbing on the back of my arm.
You're
I'm like,
there,
what?
Like, this is uncomfortable.
And then, they're just having like the brown stuff put on the back of my arm, and I get injected, and then I didn't have enough time to get angry at her because I like woke up.
You died.
When you wake up on like anesthesia, it's
you blink like a motherfucker.
It's the funniest thing because you see that and you're just like, you open your eyes like, you instantly close them because you're like,
you open your eyes.
Fuck this, it feels
good. And they're closed.
I'm awake and I'm too lazy.
So like, I imagine if I try to stand up, we're like, I'm up. And I'm back down.
It's like you like hobble sideways and you eventually fall.
So I just like, I guess I
procedurally get lower to the ground.
I guess I just kind of fought with it for a little bit for about 20 minutes.
And then
until
you find
like,
out it's useless and you just go fuck.
And then you sleep again, and then I got to like full consciousness, and I just
I ever go to hospital with something like that, I'm going to fight that.
Do it. Apparently
they're just gonna continuously pump. They're gonna get like a truck in and just be like, get him asleep.
I was gonna do that. I was gonna like try fighting it, but the problem was I went to sleep at
by the time you start thinking of fighting it, you're out. It's like inject 2 minutes.
Yeah. Alright, so I'll wait a bit and I'll start.
See, cunts.
I was gonna fight it, but
he's doing something rather inappropriate.
I tried to fight it, but I of course went to bed like 11. Watching
went to bed. 11.
Watching
past the fucking.
I went to bed at like 4.
But dude, I woke up at 6.
I woke up at 6.
I was the first surgery.
Oh, good
so.
Boy.
But
I was from like 4 till 6. I probably should have got a bit more sleep. But MapleStory is more important than sleep.
It's weird.
If anyone didn't hear that, apparently MapleStory is more important than...
At the moment, though, just because, like, Mum's fucking stolen my PlayStation.
They're on eBay.
I might get her sued. I could go to court. My mother has stolen my PlayStation.
Whoa, calm down. Your PlayStation? Shit, gets real.
Actually, now that I think about it, we have a few things we have to talk about.
Now we get to the serious shit. We've got like a legit Word document.
It's got like 3 words in it.
It's okay, let's do this.
It's like, talk about this.
Scott is literally like, alright, we gotta script this. Brings up a Word document and just writes talk.
Literally it says introduction, TowSap, Ruffle. That's all it says.
So TowSap, if anyone doesn't know, it's me and Peter's like channel that we haven't posted anything on for about 3 months.
Because Scott's like, we need good quality, and I'm like, we need videos, and then Scott's like, no, we need some quality. And I'm like, no, Assassin's Creed's coming out in like 2 days.
Basically, we're trying to play every single Assassin's Creed game before Assassin's Creed 3 comes out.
not gonna happen unless I like get my shit on.
When
we get good quality, I get to sleep over at Scott's place. I will be 3 Assassin's Creeds in a row.
We'll have a day where you looking through our channel, it's like 0 videos, and the next like minute is like 50 videos up.
That's gonna be the most annoying subscription or
something. Yeah, let's see how Tobuscus is going.
Fuck this.
Wait, no, I want to see Tobuscus.
Spam.
Episode
372.
So we like
Point
say
five.
Guys. So we saved up
Skyrim.
Shut up.
So we saved up for the Roxio capture device and we got it and we're like, yes.
And then
we plug in and it's black and white. And there's sound. But it's black and white.
Black and white sound, are you retarded?
No, it's black and white, and there's sound.
Black and white.
I said it right, I think you're just retarded. we got it, we're like, yes. And then we got upset, so now we have to, and then we find out we have to buy more cords.
And the HDMI
So for PS3, we're gonna have to buy some more stuff.
PlayStation!
So, like, these. These two.
My screen's retarded because I punched it while playing.
Shit, bang!
Fuck me!
So, no, we had.
It doesn't turn off, so I can't do anything. I had to put a sticker over the light so I could go to sleep at night because it kept me awake.
We had,
So we have, we're getting like two cords, so we're getting like a PS3 one, an Xbox one.
Some retard decided to buy two separate cords instead of one cord which has two plugs on it.
Well, maybe I didn't know about it, but now we ordered it. We ordered it. We're like, okay, so you know, it's American. You'll come in 3 days. We'll come in 3 days.
6 to 8 weeks.
And then found out it's in 2 weeks.
Dude, my hockey helmet took 3 months to get here from fucking Texas. So you're gonna be waiting for at least a year.
But dude, that's Texas.
Which means yeah, we have electricity.
-2 months to get.
So in short, we'll have a we're video broke. Up in about 2 weeks, guys.
In short, we're broke.
Yeah.
We just spent all our money on stuff.
No joke. I had a party and I got to the party and I literally texted around like, can I borrow $20 to put in an envelope to pay for people? Because I got $100 transferred into my bank account and I went out shopping to buy it and arrived and I'm like, okay, let's just withdraw, and I was going to the movies as well. I'm like, oh, let's withdraw some money, put the card in. You can't withdraw this amount. You don't have enough in my account. I'm like, what? So I put it in, and I go, okay, so let's check my, like, what's in my bank? And he goes, you have $107. I'm like, I tried to withdraw 70. Why isn't it coming out? And he goes,
you're in debt.
You can't with, and I'm like, Dad, have you, like, he's like, it says I have 100 in my account, but I can only withdraw 70 cents. Yeah. So I'm like, Dad, have you been messing up with my money? And he's just like, no, you can't withdraw something if it's been put on a weekend. Yes, I'm like, you had to tell me this 4 hours before a party starts and I have to buy presents.
Time to mug some people.
So I rang my good friend and she gave me $20 at the party. She gave me $20 at the party and just put it in and it was saved. But now guess what?
I have nothing to do with what we're doing.
Here's your good friend, Scotty.
I'm not going to talk about people on the podcast. That would just be cruel and unusual. And we know what happens when you talk about people in our videos, don't we, Peter? They get angry at us.
So, if you go back on the podcast, you'll notice he said good friend and then she. So, everyone, rumors will be spread. Rumors will be spread.
Wait, my mind is
blown. Okay. So, no, basically, no, so next thing to talk...
making farting noise.
Oh my god,
man. So, next thing I'm going to talk about is Brian's game.
We're
going to
talk about. Okay.
I am helping.
No, Brian will talk about the game.
He's an efficient little elf. He's modelling one zombie, which usually would take about 2 hours, but he's managed to
stretch it out to a year.
I didn't know how to use Blender, and I'm like, I'll help. And so I learned how to use Blender, okay?
That's why I have like 6 years of experience to do it.
I will pull it up on my computer.
He's legit doing it.
I am also a tester of this game. I found out that guns hover.
Yeah, there's no arms.
You kind of have to add arms.
Yeah, well, there is arms. I just haven't given you the release with it because I can't be bothered to build
Give me goddamn arms!
And also, I've had too much of a life and or homework to work.
Yeah,
Brian has a life.
Too much of a life. That's such a big problem.
You're I hate homework.
No, so basically, here it is.
They're just going to be like a square.
It's a face. There's nothing on the face. I made the base head.
Pretty much what he's done is stuck a circle on a stick. And now he's gone.
Well, it's a face.
Add a subsurf. Go to the wrench icon all the way on the right.
Yeah, it's on there.
Oh, then put views up to 2.
Yeah, it is. It's already circled, dude. I've done all that. Like, it started off as a circle.
It looks really,
It's blocky. I'll smooth that later. Like, once I've finished doing it.
For the audience, all he's done is put a pixelated block on another pixelated
block.
Okay,
so Brian, when did you start this game again?
I started this game in,
late January.
In April, I think. And I've started about 3 times separately because... I don't know, I kept changing my mind of what I really wanted. First I wanted I wanted like a multiplayer game, and then I realized I'm not good enough to make that. Nor do I have enough money for all the resources and or Unity Pro.
And in this we might, if we actually get money and if the game goes successfully, we'll probably upgrade it to make it multiplayer.
And the money required for that is $1,500, and I have an idea. Yeah, so we're getting that in the near future.
We just you know, if we ever become popular and we ever start getting in income, we might
put that. So if we put that into perspective, if 100 people like the game,
we need...
And to upgrade to multiplayer is a $15 DLC.
So, 15, will that be 15,000? Oh, fuck.
Foundation!
With that 1,000... So that, this will be a $1,500 game, guys. So, save up your money, kids.
So, even if I do get the money, it's probably because I'm too retarded to be able to code all of it. So.
Yeah, we might. So I have a few friends in high places that might be at help.
Tuck.
Bullshit. Yeah. Tuck isn't. Tuck maybe. Tuck is a friend of ours. Tuck, you're going to listen to this and you're going to be like, this is a shout out to you, Tuck.
Give us money.
Now we're talking about the website, which...
is me again.
Basically...
I made the team bitch.
We made a website.
We had one website, and then
Brian
was like, oh, let's...
Let me tell the story!
Scott had the idea that Brian made it.
basically, okay, dude, so I'm the ideas man. That's how this company works, man.
It's our website.
No, basically, what happened was
guys,
let me talk. I was playing one day. I was in Queensland one day, like Australia. There's not a big Queensland, but that's it. But basically, I was in Queensland. I'm like, oh, we should totally have a website for Games Frontier, which we had like 3 videos on at the time. So I'm like, oh, text Sam. Sam doesn't respond. I mean, Tuck!
Oh, shit!
I text my friend Tuck. And he doesn't respond. And that's like bad friendship. So I'm like, wait a second. There's another nerd I know.
There's another bitch.
And I'm like, okay. Hey, bro. I'm like, give me Brian's number. And he gave me Brian's number. I'm like, hey,
why the
Brian.
Why did he give me your number all the way around?
No, no. I can't remember how I got your number. I got it from someone.
That's
but basically,
and this is crazy.
So here's my number.
Don't fucking call me.
Basically, I called him, and he made a website in about an hour. He made it in a day, yeah. And it was all ready. And then so I got home, and I'm like, oh, let's add a forum. And so I got the forum, and it. And I
broke
it.
This is what happened. The website was there. He clicked forum, and then nuclear bomb went off.
You logged on, it just said index off / and then a white page.
And then I'm like, okay, Brian, you can reverse this, right? And he goes, reverse what? There's nothing there anymore.
I've only been on this for a day. There's no backup. I can do one every 3 months. What the hell have you done?
Okay, so it's backed up now, and we're safe.
And then the second time around, we got DDoSed, and then we started again.
So we start.
And then the third time round, Peter came, and everything was better.
No, we got the website out. The website's working now. Everyone's got content on it except for one person, which is Skunks. Which he in about 2 weeks he'll actually have a video up.
Wait, do I have content?
We're gonna let's have a little rage.
What the hell do I have?
Hey, Skunks.
Yeah. I couldn't think of
it. Hey, he said it, not me, Skunks.
So it's like the generic.
It's not the fact that you're overweight, it's just the fact that you don't do what we say.
Excessive gene.
Biology.
I just want to tell you what's the next on the list of the thing. Brian.
Oh my god.
Brian just fell off his chair.
I actually did.
Because
Brian nearly ruffled
onto my beanbags. It's really funny because it's bigger than the chair. And it just looks hilarious.
I just broke the chair.
No, basically, I don't know anyone who's not listening. Brian's like Swiss. Which,
oh my god!
So
Brian is the Swiss.
On this camp, me and Peter did. We thought it was the funniest joke. And like,
everyone
did
it.
It's like a really shit joke.
And so basically, I've been telling Brian. I'm like, Brian. I'm gonna tell you the funniest joke about Swiss Army
like,
knives.
What the fuck's the joke? Like,
so basically,
why?
Basically, it's shit. It was gonna come up in the first podcast because Brian was gonna be the first podcast, but
and then I died,
he got what did he get?
He got
Danebury Ridge. But no. So basically, guys, the joke is I've been telling this for like 2 months now.
Let me brace myself.
Let's
hear this shit.
Face palming position.
If a Swiss army knife
yes.
has like 8 different sections, like, what does a Swiss pistol look like?
What the fuck is that?
More to the point, what does a Swiss man look like? Do you like pull him out of little bits and like, oh, this is the mechanic part of me?
Are you high? Who goes, oh yeah, let's yank parts out of a human being and relate it to a multi-tool?
No, but this is what we're talking about. The Swiss tank. It doesn't have six cannons.
Yes, Swiss tank.
It has a knife.
That was the best one. It's like a Swiss tank, and you like. No, like, and then the rifle is really funny. Like, you pull out the machete for the front of it, and then you can like
right, you pull
out
the
scope. You like you pull it out of the gun. You like, and then you pull out the scope of the gun, and then you can pull out like the ammo. And it's like an ingenious idea.
Yeah, why is you know? Because I shoot them all the time, and it's really useless because you lose you, all parts of it.
You shoot Swiss guns.
What do you think I'm Swiss?
Are
you a retard?
Brian has his guns license. He's like the only person in Australia that's actually shooting guns.
A lot of lawsuits against me because people hate.
I'm your friend, Brian.
So the next part of the
my Barrett just
the next part of the thing it says we ruffle.
Yeah, literally. If I could show you a picture right now, he's got his Word document up, all professional, and point number three is we ruffle.
Here's
your sounds of
ruffling. Okay, I'm sorry. That's stop me. We're not.
It's funny because we just have like a headset flipped upside down on the table.
Don't tell them about it.
Okay, we have a microphone and a 3D cinema surround thing.
Yeah, so we have headsets on. We've all got these professional like mics up here. I'm just kidding, guys. We don't have any of that.
We have about $3.50 for the rest of the month.
Yeah, so we're gonna buy a seed mic so this will actually become really good.
$3.50.
Put your feet down.
You just got slapped.
Do that one.
Anything in- oh, right, yeah.
Anything interesting?
Apparently I missed something really funny today.
Yeah, you did.
Alright, so, little thing happening at school with some people. Yeah. And then, alright, some weird, like, presentation ball, gotta be all formal about it, bitch.
Oh,
whatever. But, 50% or more of the girls that are going are glowing orange. They are, like, radiating orange. Orange rays of fake
like,
tan.
Like, I could go up and get my own tan.
Just off them.
You can get your own tan it from the radiation fun. Of their fake tan.
I
that orange.
And they were like, yeah.
Okay. Ryan starts, so Ryan. Say what you're going to say, Ryan.
It's a Dane Bramage.
It's a Dane Bramage.
Dane Bramage.
I witnessed this last year with my sister. Pete, stop mucking with the mic. Me! Okay? Pete! So,
what the fuck?
Oh, by the way, when I was getting my teeth, they were, like, giving you the list of stuff you could eat. And one of them was, like, red mince meat. If you do that, Pete, I'm gonna hit you. So, he's gonna be like...
Oh, it's sniped!
Quad! They're literally bitch slaps.
One thing is like mincemeat, I'm like to mum.
Hamburgers.
Chop, chop. So we're having hamburgers tomorrow. Pete's like.
What do you mean by we? It's you.
Yeah, okay.
He always gets a generalization. We made the website. We're making this game. We're having hamburgers.
We made the website. We did.
Yeah, I made it. You broke it. Teamwork.
It's like we made the game. I've been telling people about how
and
my
also
awesome...
we have two email addresses for the website because it's like, oh yeah, I can beast this out and make a game as front to your email address and not tell the guy that's making the website about it. So then I have to make an email address on Gmail, so I type in games front to your admin. Funnily enough, it's already taken, so I have to do some shit name with like 997 on the end of it. And then Scott's
no,
like...
No, it's the Game is Frontier.
Yeah,
it's
the
Game is Frontier.
The Game is Frontier at gmail.com.
And you were giving away the password just then.
That's not the password. You don't know the password to the Gmail.
I do. I have it saved in my phone. I can
really,
I check the emails
password?
Daily.
Don't
know. The password is
Ruffle. Penis.
The Pokemon Master.
Don't tell them.
7778.
And he just
225. I repeat, the Pokemon Master.
772.
Everyone, write this down. This is Scott's password to everything. I figured it out.
It's my Facebook password. Shh, don't tell nobody.
You're gonna have a lot of gay statuses on
there. I'm
dead.
All those posts were just like, all those posts were just like,
oh yeah.
I have the biggest power in the world.
Yeah. There's this other thing about Mr. Roosevelt. He can't send you a civilized text message or Facebook message like everyone else. He has to split it up into 10 different messages so that your phone is saying, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
So instead of saying hi, how are you, he says
hi.
No,
how
no.
How are you?
Are you
what do I say before hi?
Me. 6.
I no no.
Dot dot 30.
I never say hi. I always say oi. Whenever I'm talking to Games Frontier, I'm
like
oi. And then if they don't respond,
oh, shit,
I do two oi's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they don't respond again, I do three oys.
And then when I'm on my iPod, I'm doing homework, and I can see it's like, oi, 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 oi,
oi. I make a pyramid out of my oys, and then I laugh. I'm like, lol, he's going to have to answer this, and then Pete just doesn't answer ever.
If he says oi, I don't answer. It's just, fuck off.
when I turn on my iPod, on the lock screen, just says, oi, 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 hey, what are you doing? Hey, get up,
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
So,
I get it. That's a bit late.
Just a quick fact of the day. Apparently, if you shoot a
Beretta 50
shoot a
blah.
If you, I'm sorry, I had Dame Burmridge.
Yeah, you really do that.
Shoot a Beretta 50 cal.
Apparently, if you shoot a Beretta 50 cal and it goes past someone's arm, their arm gets ripped off.
Because
so much.
Of the flesh cavity. The wound cavity can rip your arm off without actually hitting.
Because it's a tank. It's this like tank.
It's a tank shell.
It's
like
not a tank shell.
It's close. It's like it's made
close.
Like that.
Okay, here's a 50.
Okay, it is made of the same stuff as tank shells.
It's not.
What the fuck? It's yeah.
A
all right.
50 is
tank
a copper
shell.
Chambered round. A tank round is made from either magnesium, so it can burn through the side of armor.
Let's move on.
Dumb ass.
We're gonna have to like.
You have Down syndrome.
Sum this up because we've been doing this for quite a bit. At least it's like long. We'll say we'll probably have. Peter and Brian on
Facebook,
next
website, time. SoundCloud, join us, clank, cut things.
Not yet, let me get. So, okay, no, so.
And
everyone here's gonna shut up. So, so this is
Xbox.
So, basically, you guys should, you guys should check us out on Facebook, which is just Gamers Frontier on Facebook. Our website is www.gamersfrontier.bacau.com. I'll put that in the link.
And we don't have enough money to buy the domain either, so why it's
.bacau. We'll buy the domain name at the end of the year.
Feel free for donations.
So if you don't like typing .bacau,
BACAU.
Send me $75.
It's 75.
Well, yeah, then we get copyright.
$2.50 each.
So we'll
price.
We'll buy it out at the end of the year, probably. Maybe
we've only got like another month.
What if we live in America?
The same time. All right. Current time is 5:38.
The 7th of the
9th. P.M. 7th of September, 2013.
Well, screwed up everything.
No, basically, just, oh my god, this is going to be so frustrating thing to edit. No, basically, so
you're going
to
edit this? Why? Just jump it on.
Stop it! No, so check us out. So if you're on this, you check us out on SoundCloud, and if this is probably on SoundCloud at the moment, but I know.
We have a SoundCloud.
I may move this to like.
He just gave the death stare.
I could move this to even get us an iTunes and a Podomatic.
YouTube as well.
And yeah, I'll probably
just
like
with a black, just with an image of you.
I'll put the first 10 minutes. I'll put the first 10 minutes on YouTube probably. And so check out our clans on the different various games. You got the
Cold Codex Bot. Join it.
Okay.
Battlefield 3.
Dude, none of these are confirmed. There's certain tags of this. Okay. Basically, Battlefield 3, I think Brian's getting a clan up. COD.
Yeah.
Wait, COD is confirmed, you idiot.
COD is confirmed. Join K, thanks, bye. Shut up now, Peter.
K-T-H-A-V-A-I.
Search it on God Elite.
It's K. It's a COD thanks clan, and it's spelled.
COD thanks clan. It's COD Elite clan.
It's COD Elite.
It's COD Jane clan.
I hate Jane Bridge. No, basically, it's K. Thanks, so T-A-H-X. And
T-H-X.
B-A-I, so all in capitals.
We're explaining this in depth.
So then, next up, I think Brian's got
a Battlefield clan, which will be either GMZF or something. It's just I haven't had time or been too lazy to do it.
So we'll post that on our website and on YouTube probably as well.
We will.
Peter's getting a MapleStory clan up called Gamers Frontier.
Maybe. If I could be bothered wasting 600 thou.
Probably not.
It's unconfirmed. And There's a Steam clan up at the moment, which is just Gamers Frontier.
Does anyone else think that SWTOR is like SWAT?
SWAT. And I might get, I might, I'm going to buy a Star Wars The Old Republic and probably start up a clan on that.
No, SWAT!
Me and I'll probably start a good guy. I'll start a Republic and a Sith, so someone else will manage
I'm a Jedi, motherfucker!
Some people will manage our Republic and one will manage our Sith. I'll probably do
Sith. I will be the Jedi!
So I think Pete's
I won't have anything to do with it.
Jedi!
Pete will probably do Republic.
I'll just go back into my corner and sit on the computer and
work
on the
website. So if you're, you know, if you've done this, check out our YouTube channel, website, and if you don't, I'll slap you across the face. That goes to you, Darcy.
Like this!
He's legit just slapped him where he's put his IV in.